Hey, what up? Welcome to another edition of the Tony Laurie Podcast. I thank you so much for tuning in. Hang out for a couple of moments. I have some good information for you today. I want to give you a couple of fit tips when it comes to your caloric intake and, of course, achieving your THR. I'll explain what that is in a minute. And I want to talk about the importance of accountability. All right. So when it comes to your goal setting, so hang out for a couple of moments. All right. Please tell a friend about it. The Tony Laurie Podcast is in the air. Okay, let's get into it. Who holds you accountable? I mean, seriously, who puts the leash on you? I mean, who's the person that can tug your chain besides you, outside of you, and say, yo, come on, let's get this done. We got to do this right now. Do you have anybody like that? If not, you need to probably, you know, not need to probably, I'm sorry, that's passive aggressive. You definitely need to assign somebody to do that. And then allow them to be that person that can reel you in or hold you accountable to whatever it is you have going on as far as your goal setting. It's always good to have somebody that can tug your chain, because sometimes we'll let ourselves off the hook. Most times we'll let ourselves off the hook if we can, you know. So you have to be accountable. Accountability leads to your discipline and your consistency as far as, you know, achieving the goal. I mean, how can we realistically say that we're goal crushing if we're taking so many days off and we're really, you know, we're wasting a lot of time, a lot of valuable time towards getting a goal crushed? You know what I'm saying? So just be careful in your blabber bumming it, you know, and just talking about what you want to do when you can put more action forth and holding yourself accountable. Have somebody outside yourself that can say, hey, it's that time. You know, hey, get to the gym. Hey, make sure you get that such and such done. Hey, make sure you get that report done. Remember you said you were going to work on such and such. And don't get angry at these people when they, you know, tug your chain. Just give them that authority to say, hey, you know, you got to stay on track. You got to stay on track. And that's positive motivation. Trust me. So somebody that can keep you disciplined, keep you in track, you know, is a good idea to assign when it comes to crushing your goal. If you have a problem with keeping yourself disciplined, you know, and keeping yourself on track and staying consistent, you know, just have somebody that can call you and say, hey, look, remember, hey, you gave me the job. You know, you gave me the job of being the person that can kind of, you know, reel you in. You know, have you done this? Have you been to the gym? You know, did you get that work done that you said you wanted to get done on time? Trust me, humbling yourself in this area and taking that pressure off yourself and handing that responsibility, or, you know, sharing that responsibility with someone else that can help reel you in, is a smart way to go as far as crushing your goal. Trust me, it keeps you on track. It can help keep you on track sometimes when you don't even want to keep yourself on track. All right. So just wanted to talk about the importance of that. And the reason why I wanted to talk about that is because you have a lot of people who talk about time. They talk about time. Well, I didn't have time. Right. Well, if you got somebody that can hold you accountable, you'll be more efficient with that time. You know, because if you have a designated time that you typically do a certain task and you're just neglecting that time period on a daily basis and it starts to become consistent, you're going to need somebody sometimes outside yourself to bring you out of that funk and say, yo, wait. Aren't you on the goal of such and such? You can even have them speak in the terms of we. Hey, aren't we on the goal of such and such? You know, as far as speaking, as far as coaching you, you know, helping coach you. So the time efficiency is very important to that accountability. All right. And that's pretty much and the next thing is, of course, like I said, that the keeping yourself on the hook, not letting yourself off the hook, keeping yourself on the hook is a real challenge. Honestly, it's a challenge for me. It's a challenge for everybody. There's days when I just want to take off. I just want to chill. And then, you know, I'll get that. Hey, did you go to the workout today? Did you get that? Did you, you know, something like that? And you get those little prompts. And after so many prompts, you go, you know, and let me just go and get her done. You know what I mean? But, you know, make sure that you keep yourself accountable for the goal. That's just the main point of this whole segment. Make sure that you keep yourself accountable on a daily basis. On a daily basis, all right? Keep it consistent, all right? Because I don't want you to complain and say, well, you didn't achieve the goal, it wasn't doable, just because you didn't approach it right. All right? All right, all right. Hang out for a moment. I have a quick fit tip for you today on caloric intake, and I want to tell you about your THR, okay? So hang out for one moment, all right? Don't move too far, all right? The Tony Laurie Podcast. I'll be right back. Okay, let's talk briefly about caloric intake and its importance. Now, your caloric intake, when I'm speaking about caloric intake, what I'm talking about is the amount of calories that you take in from said food that you actually ingest, okay? So each thing that you ingest is going to have an amount of calories to it, unless it's calorie-free. Now, very few things are calorie-free. Water, of course. Water with no flavoring, no additives or anything like that is calorie free. So you have zero calories. You do have some products that they're trying to produce that are supposedly zero calories, but you have to double check that. And, you know, really do your homework on these products, because a lot of these things are just to sell you. So you have to really make sure that they're really zero calories when they're claiming to be zero calories. And a good way to figure that out is check out the complementing ingredients in said product. If there's certain products in there like caffeine, certain things like that, but then you can adjust, you can kind of make a good notion of the amount of calories that may be involved there, that may not be being listed, but be conscious of caloric intake. Now, if it's weight loss, you want to make sure that your caloric intake is specified in a way so that way it controls your metabolic rate, your metabolism, your ability to digest and process your food intake at a certain rate. Okay. So, When you do mass, there's certain ways that you would probably increase your caloric intake and then change the frequency of your eating time periods or intervals, so that way you can ingest a certain amount of calories in accordance to the workload and what you're doing as far as your heavy lifting and your mass training. When it comes to weight loss, of course, then you want to adjust that. Keep yourself capped to a certain amount of calories so that way you don't have a surplus of calories or too much coming in on a daily basis. And then all of that turns into excess stored fat, you know, sugars that turn into excess stored fat. And then we have a problematic situation. So you have to be conscious of overeating or over ingesting calories. You have to keep the calories capped. How can you do that? There are calorie calculators out there that you can look up. You can look them up online. There's sometimes you can buy these calibrated type of things, get it calibrated to your certain age, height, weight, and then you can figure out what is a good caloric intake for you depending on weight loss, depending on mass, depending on maintenance, and you can make those adjustments, all right? But caloric intake is very, very important to your nutritional profile and how your transformation process goes, whether it's weight loss or if it's massive gain of muscle or anything like that, or even maintenance, just daily maintenance. So just keep that in mind when it comes to your dietary needs, that your caloric intake is very, very key. All right. Second thing I want to talk about is your THR. Now, for those not knowing, that's your target heart rate. When performing cardiovascular exercises or doing cardio or anything like that, your THR is very key. It's very important, okay? Because not until you reach your THR, your target heart rate, are you burning calories efficiently, all right? So a lot of people get this confused, you know, like as soon as you just jump on the treadmill and you start running, and the machine is telling you, well, you're burning this many calories. You just want to take that with a little bit of grain of salt and understand that it's kind of like it's kind of like a car, so to speak. When a car starts up, it's not burning gas efficiently. It just started. Once the car warms up, so to speak, quote unquote, warms up or gets to its certain comfortable functioning rate, then it starts to burn efficiently. So say if you have a car on an open road and you get it up to a certain speed, you put it in cruise control, you take your foot off the accelerator, now you're not variating the amount of petroleum that's going into the engine. You're not variating that. It's just burning at an efficient rate, right? So it's just allowing petroleum, it's allowing the fuel to kind of go in at a moderate rate, keeping the pace of what you're doing as far as the speed that you're trying to maintain. So if that makes any sense, hopefully that makes sense. It's just about making sure that you get to this target heart rate, because once you get to this point, that's when your body is like, bam, now we're burning efficiently. We're burning calories efficiently. So once you get in your cardiovascular, get in cardiovascular mode and you're doing your cardio, get to that target heart rate. Try to make that home. All right. Try to maintain that target heart rate throughout the mainstay of your cardiovascular training. And if you can do this, that's going to help you burn calories so much more efficiently than just taking these short bursts of energy in and out, in and out, in and out, and not getting to that THR. Okay. So keep in mind your target heart rate is very key when you're doing your cardio. Make sure that you reach that target heart rate, make that cruise control, keep it right there, keep that home. And I'm pretty sure that you'll have more efficient calorie burning. All right. This has been the Tony Lowry Podcast. I thank you so much for tuning in. Again, please share this with a friend. All right. And we appreciate that. podcast so much. And please support this podcast. All right. That's how it makes it possible. You know, your support makes it possible. So thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next time. Hopefully you have a great weekend and start to your week. All right. But I will talk to you again very, very soon. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Tony Lowry Podcast.